I want to follow up on the story with in San Diego with the congressional district that went to Bill Bray. There's a school of thought out there that was some hanky-panky going on. Brad Friedman joins us from bradblog.com, and his headline last week talked about the number of absentee ballots that had not been counted. And we got a bunch of email on this, and this is an example how something can get out there. It may or may not be right, and you got to check this stuff out. I'm not taking a firing away at you, Brad, on any of this stuff, but let's face it, the dander of a lot of people got up, and we had to check out exactly where these absentee ballots were. Now, there's another story that's brewing, that the polling machines may have been tampered with. And I want you to address that. By the way, welcome to the program, Brad Friedman. Good to have you on the Ed Schultz Show.
Hey, thanks, Ed. Great to be here. Thanks for taking me in. Let me be very clear here on this. I have yet to allege any hanky-panky, or have I alleged that there is a problem currently with those absentee numbers. However, it is all backed up on my website with details on all of this. What has gone on is that in the days and weeks prior to the San Diego election in the 50th district, the Diebold voting machines, it's an entirely Diebold district down there, were sent home with poll workers for days and weeks prior to the election. That's confirmed by the San Diego County Registrar. Several poll workers have written to me saying that they were just astounded that they took these things home and kept them in their garage for, you know, a week prior to. And those letters are all at the website as well. The fact of the matter is, in the last week or two or three, your listeners have probably or hopefully seen some of the reporting from New York Times, Newsweek, NPR, elsewhere, talking about the fact that a security vulnerability was discovered on these machines that would allow any person who had physical access to the system within about 2 minutes' time to completely overwrite the software, the operating system, and even the computer BIOS in less than 2 minutes' time, no password necessary.
Okay, let's back up a little bit. First of all, the poll workers, if you and I are a poll worker, we have to take an oath of office to protect the Constitution. Okay, so you just can't say, hey, Harry, over here, you want to be a poll worker?
Well, actually, you can. You can. These are volunteers. I had an article up last week about that they put out on Monster.com. Anyone who wants to be a poll worker, come on by.
Yeah, but then they have to take an oath that they are going to abide by the laws and uphold the Constitution.
That's right.
Okay, all right. So the inference here, well, the story is that these machines were allowed to go home with these poll workers, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Under the assumption that they had taken the oath and that they wouldn't mess with the machines. Now, let's take it a step further. You don't have to be a brain surgeon to tinker with these machines that would affect the outcome, correct?
That is correct. Okay. And if one person could affect the outcome of the entire race due to this flaw that even Diebold has now admitted to.
Okay. So, where's the story on this? I mean, are we getting people in the Busby camp who are questioning this, and why are they silent?
Well, you may ask why John Kerry was silent in 2004, but the Busby campaign right now has been very quiet about this. I have heard from a number of folks in the campaign looking for more information who are just in shock about this and are trying to explain to Busby exactly what went on here and how it violates even California's own Secretary of State, who's a big supporter of Diebold, has put out security mitigation procedures once some of these vulnerabilities were found that required that there never be private physical access to these systems, that there should always be two or more election officials, not poll workers, but election officials.
Who would authorize these polling machines to be taken home by the poll workers? There's got to be some authority.
Yeah.
Hey, Swanee, why don't you take this machine home and just, when it comes to election day, just come on over here and plug it in, set it up, we'll be ready to go.
Yeah,
I mean, who did that?
This was the San Diego County Registrar of Voters, Michael Haas, Now, mind you, sending the voting machines home with poll workers used to be the way this was done. Back when you would send home a machine that was a piece of paper with a punch card or whatever, you couldn't affect the election in the way that we now know that you can. This is just underscores another danger with these voting machines.
All right, now the polling machines should not be away from the courthouse for more than a reasonable time, number one. Secondly, no volunteer is allowed to take home a polling machine. That is something that needs to be investigated. Only the appointed inspector, judge, or clerk at the polling place would have permission to have access to the polling machines. So, in itself, the fact that these machines, there should be a list of people who worked at the poll, and then there should be verification, a straight question, did you take a machine home, yes or no?
And the answer will be yes. There's no doubt about that. They have confirmed that from the Registrar of Voters office. It'll be listed in the chain of custody for these machines. That is not in question.
It's a fact that no volunteer is allowed to take home a polling machine. That's California law. That's federal law. You can't do that. So this is where the story is, that if we could get a name of someone who took a machine home, maybe not knowing the law.
I'll give you the names. I'll give you the assistant precinct inspector, assistant precinct inspectors. Brian C. Baer took one home. Took several home. Terry Olson took several home. I've got these, listed up on my website.
Next, this is Brad Friedman from bradblog.com. One of the great bloggers out there. How's that for a stroke? All right. Now with this, the next step would be Arnold. Governor Schwarzenegger, is he aware of this? Because he would be the governing authority in the state of California that would step in and say there were irregular procedures here that took place. And he ought to have at least some intellectual curiosity as to whether this happened or not.
Well, you would think that the Secretary of State, who is the director
nobody in America knows who the Secretary of State is. This has got to be a news. We got to get Arnold involved in this.
That's right.
He is the live wire on this.
You bet.
He needs to be held on, be held accountable on record whether he's even curious about what happened to these machines.
You bet he does. And I have not yet talked with his office. I've been trying to manage everything that's going on. The fact of the matter is, let me underscore this, Ed.
And one more thing about Arnold.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, he appointed the Secretary of State.
Yep, he did.
Okay, so there's our story. Now, if it is true that these machines were taken home, number one, who authorized it? It is illegal. And why did it happen? And what does Arnold have to say about it? This goes beyond right or left or whatever. This is a fact. And you're telling me that we're correct on this, right?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. It is a fact. And as I always say when I report on these matters, this is not a case of right and left. This is a case of right and wrong.
And
look,
absolutely.
We had an election Tuesday in Iowa, two elections, okay, where the optical scanners scanned the votes and found that the one guy lost, and then when they counted them by hand, they found out he actually won in a Republican primary. There was 10 folks in the Republican primary. The incumbent came in 10th, and they recounted the absentee ballots that were scanned and found out that he actually came in first. That was just one of two issues that took place in Pottawatomie County, Iowa, last Tuesday. Now, at this point, the only thing that the Registrar of Voters can do to prove that their numbers are correct, because they cannot do so now, is to do an entire hand recount of all of the optical scan ballots and, if necessary, the touchscreen paper touchscreen paper trails for that race to determine if, in fact, it's accurate. I'm not saying Busby won. I don't know.
Why did you use 68,000 in your headline?
Well, on election night, I reported about these machines. And what I said, and it wasn't in the headline, what I had said in the story, I said, I'm not even that concerned about the 68,500 outstanding provisional and absentee ballots reported in San Diego County,
okay.
of which the 50th is smaller district.
See, and that's where it got rolling there. The people grabbed that number, and they said, don't throw in the towel. They haven't even counted all this.
It is a concern. On election night, there was only a 4,500 vote difference. So,
let's follow the story here on these machines that were taken home. And it would seem to me that any reporter worth his or her salt in California would get to Arnold. Or here's a better suggestion, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Get a hold of Senator Boxer. She seems to like to kind of stir it up and go after the truth, and have her write a letter to Arnie and ask him, you know, Arnie, I've had a lot of people say that this deal wasn't right down there in San Diego County, and seeing that California is the state I represent, I'd really like to know what happened there.
Well, you know, look.
I bet Barbara Boxer would be glad to make that phone call or write that letter.
Well, I hope so. I mean, the fact of the matter is, if you've been keeping up with any of this stuff and maybe have seen Robert F. Kennedy's report in Rolling Stone last week on the massive body of evidence showing there was irregularities in Ohio.
My response to that, Brad, is where's the investigation?
Well, that's been my response, Ed, for 2 years. And the investigation that has happened.
Didn't John Kerry address this out at this blogsphere the soiree in Vegas this weekend?
I don't know what the hell he said out there, frankly, but he's been going back and forth on this. And, in fact, in regard to Kennedy's report, Kennedy reports him as saying, well, now I'm concerned. You know, there have been investigations, however. One was just released by the GAO showing that there was massive problems. This was just last Friday.
Yeah.
Massive problems back in 04.
Well, you can't do squat if you're not in the majority. You can't make waves. All you can do is filibuster and call press conferences and draw up resolutions.
That's
about where it's at. Brad, it's been good to have you on. Good work out there at bradblog.com. Thanks so much.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
You bet. 1-877-934-6833. Stay with us. Your calls when we come back where America comes to talk, the Ed Schultz Show.
A show for the guys and gals who have to take a shower after work. And if you play your cards right, maybe you can do it together. Hey, O'Reilly, put that falafel down.
Ew.
Go. This is the Ed Schultz Show.